Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you will see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, this afternoon, it is my pleasure to welcome back Leo Bonomo. He is a very talented clairvoyant medium from the United Kingdom, and I have him live on the line. His story is this. From the age of 2, he saw his first spirit. He didn't find it strange, even though the spirit rose out of the ground horizontally and tilted upright. His parents found him looking and said, he said, a funny man is behind us. In fact, the only thing that he found was strange were the man's clothes, which included a Victorian top hat. Leo has been blessed with so many experiences on the darker side, but as he says, pardon the pun, they've all been enlightening. He's been a professional since 2005 and trained for 8 years at the Spiritual Association of Great Britain. He doesn't believe that mediums should ask questions. If a medium has a question, it should be directed to the person in spirit, for they have the answers. Leo has written a book through automatic writing called Summerland Poems, a book of thoughts and messages directly through spirit. You can find these on Amazon. As I mentioned, he's blessed with the gift of clairvoyance, also clairaudience, clairessence, clairolfactrience, and clairsentience. He says it's a real privilege to be able to work with spirit and do something spiritually rewarding for a living. And so let me welcome Leo. Oh, and by the way, folks, write down his website. I'm going to give that to you after I've introduced him, after I bring him on board. Leo, how are you today?
I'm very well, David. How are you?
I'm doing well, too, Leo. Thanks. Leo's website is leo-bonomo.com. That's B like banana, O, N like Nancy, O, M like Mary, O, Bonomo, leo-bonomo.com. So there, now we have that little piece out of the way, and we do have some callers on the line, Leo, but I'd like to ask you what's new and exciting in your world.
Well, it's a special day because my daughter is giving birth to her second child, my second grandson, and we're eagerly waiting, you know, for any news at the moment, and she's in hospital. But I like to look forward to every day if I can because, you know, each day brings new challenges and new experiences with spirit, and I think that's something that keeps me alive, certainly. And as I've said many times before, you know, I learn something every day, and mostly what I learn is I don't really know very much. So it keeps me on my toes, David.
Well, you've said a couple of very important things as far as I'm concerned, and one is to count blessings and be grateful. Mm. I find that without doing that, my level of vibration is stagnant and not necessarily in a particularly good place. And when I do it, then all kinds of amazing things happen. And even if I don't think I have a lot to be grateful for, if I sit down and start itemizing those things for which I should be grateful and am grateful, the list gets pretty long, and it brings more things to be grateful for my way. And I like what you said about learning, and we never stop learning. A lady that I used to take care of, she was demented, but she was very wise, too, and the one thing she would repeat herself, but the one thing that she would say over and over is, one never stops learning, and isn't that true?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And it's a wonderful thing because, in itself it brings new experiences. You know, it's like opening a book, isn't it, and reading through the pages and discovering your own kind of world there, and that leads to other interests, and that it's a never-ending thing, and it should be.
Right, absolutely. And, you know, without learning, we tend to stagnate, and it's not necessary to do that. And a lot of people are afraid to open themselves to the lessons that life presents. And when I've done that, and I believe this to be true, if I'm not open to the lessons or don't learn them, they come back to me, sometimes in the same form, sometimes in a different form, and usually more challenging.
Absolutely. My guide once explained to me many years ago when I was doing a reading, and there was a lady that had got into one abusive relationship after another, and my guide was explaining to her that when we come here and pick out our challenges, our experiences, those are like stepping stones, and we may take the scenic route or a more direct route to it. But once we have that challenge and we defeat it, then we never face it again. The job's done. That's what we've needed to accomplish, and we've done that. But if we don't, we certainly face that challenge again, as you say, harder. There may be slightly different tints to it, but it's harder. And so we have another chance to complete the task we've set ourselves. And if we don't, we go round again. And it's a very interesting concept. And I think understanding that will hopefully help people to see that if they're in that situation, you know, try and get it right, because you can get rid of it. But it's the reason people are stuck in a catch-22.
That's for sure, no question. Mm-hmm. Everything that comes our way involves making a choice each step of the way, and we can choose for better or for worse. That's what free will is all about. But, you know, if we become conscious and recognize what serves our best interests, we'll make the right choices for ourselves so that we advance and move forward.
Yes, and again, I think it's what you hinted at, you know, just being open, giving thanks for what we have, and that connects us more. And then the more that we are connected not just to spirit but to our own soul, our soul knows what it needs to learn and experience, and it knows the path that we have to get through. And the more that we can be in touch with our soul, the better. Lots of people feel that the soul is, you know, in the heart or the head, but it actually resides in the second chakra, not quite the stomach. And the reason that it's in that place, in the sacral chakra, is because it is in between worlds, if you like. So there's the base and the basic needs that we have, and there's the spiritual. So it's like a counterbalance, and that's where it resides. And if you look at pictures of Buddha, you can see that, you know, that he's sitting and he's holding his stomach, and that's what he's doing, he's caressing and loving the soul.
Oh, well, I never realized that. Thank you for illuminating me.
No problem. It's something that again, you know, I learned, and I was surprised as well, you know. But having thought about it, it kind of makes sense that it's a counterbalance. But yeah, and you know, we can all be really good to ourselves and clasp our hands around our soul and literally just talk to it, talk to ourselves. And we can strengthen that communication, and that will give us the right guidance as well.
Great. Well, we do have some more callers, so I'd suggest we go to the phone lines. And excuse me, if we have a chance, we'll do some more chatting later.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Now, folks, Leo prefers for you not to say anything. He'll go right into a reading for you. And you'll have an opportunity to ask him a question. I have not talked to any of you, so I'm going to identify you by area code, and if you could give me your first name, then we'll be off to the races. So, area code 256, you're the first caller. What's your first name, please?
This is Kimberly.
Hey, Kimberly, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thank you. You're breaking up a little bit.
What about now? Am I clear now, or?
You are. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Kimberly, here we go.
Hi, Kimberly.
Hi,
how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I've got a bit of a tickle in the throat for some reason. I don't know whether that's with you or with someone that's with you. Kimberly, I'm seeing an image of someone from the shoulders up, so I know this person is alive. They have reddish brown hair. It's cut fairly short. It's about jaw length. The person seems to not really carry any weight and is, I feel, quite petite. I sometimes pick up very clearly on who's on the end of the phone. Am I describing you, Kimberly?
Yeah, but I'm not skinny, but yes, I'm small in stature.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I did feel there was a slight amount of weight there. Okay, so I'm not quite sure who's given me this information. Right. A gentleman has stepped forward. He's got light brown hair. It has receded slightly. It has thinned slightly. There's, I feel this gentleman actually changed the parting some way through his life because he showed it to me on the right, but it's now very distinctly on the left. It's combed down and it's combed slightly to the side and slightly going back. This gentleman, he won't mind me saying, has a slightly large nose. If I said that this gentleman has a face that's lived in, I'm sure you would understand what I mean. Very nice gentleman, very thoughtful. I can see lots of little pock marks as well as lines on his face. I don't feel he was very tall either, and he looks to me to be about 5'6", 5'7". Would you recognize this gentleman? He's in spirit.
Yes. Yeah.
Fantastic. I'm just going to have a quick listen to what he's got to say. He seems to be an admirer of yours. I'll tell you why. As soon as he heard you speak again, he said, "Oh my, you look so pretty." There is a definite strong connection with this gentleman, although as he's showing me images, I'm seeing yourself and him some distance away. So I feel that he did know you, but within him, I think that there was certainly a great feeling of an admirer of yours. Would that make sense too?
Yes.
Fantastic. He says that you have been getting yourself together. in the last couple of years. And he says, you seem to have rearranged things around you. Now, he knows that in the rearranging, you've made things better for yourself. But he still says you don't feel entirely comfortable with what you've achieved. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And would you understand him saying he feels that you are too, he's wanting me to be exact here. He says you are far too critical of yourself. There is a need to relax, he says, but you always seem to be standing to attention. As you're saying that, he's shown me that image of you again, but you're standing up very straight, and it's almost as though you're really trying to straighten your back. If I said that just above the below of your back, it's either strained or it's hurting, would that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Because he says you are holding yourself too stiff, too rigid. I know there is a need for you to try and relax that, and I will certainly ask for healing for you, and I know there's healing coming from him. But he says it needs a slight manipulation. I don't know whether you like massage or something like that, but he's saying heat at that particular area and massaging will help to release it. He said something very poignant. He said, you don't want to get like your mum. So would you understand your mum having a similar problem? He's just slightly higher up, but it's the same problem.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And I go to the chiropractor and I get massages. That is correct.
Fantastic, because you're doing the right thing. He's repeated. He says a little heat would help. So I know that you can either get a hot water bottle or something and put that there. I'm not sure whether he means this as a joke, I've got to be honest, but he said, don't eat cake. I'm sure we're all fond of them. I like them myself. So obviously, I understand the words. I'm not quite getting the meaning of whether it's a little joke or not, but would that make sense to you?
It makes sense because I love cake.
Oh, well, that's at least three of us then. okay, so he's just saying, you know, he's singing songs from Mary Poppins, you know, Spoonful of Sugar and Cake, Cake, Cake,
oh.
Cake, Cake, and he's kind of making little things up there. A little of what we fancy does do us good. So it's just his gentle sense of humour. I get the feeling with this gentleman that he calls it a particular sense of humour. So I think some people just didn't know how to take him, and he would play on that. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. Have you got any questions or a question you'd like to ask this lovely gentleman?
Yes. My question is it time for me to move to a new home or to find a new home?
He says yes. Now, as I'm asking for confirmation, I'm looking at a building. I'll be honest, I'm not sure whether this is where you will go to or whether this is now. But as I approach it, there's like a staircase that comes up from the street. Now, as you look at the front of the house, the staircase is on the right, and you go up those steps. And as you go up those steps, there's a slight turn to the right to go towards the front door. The front door's not exactly in line with that. This seems to be mainly wood. So would you recognize that?
I think I've seen that before.
Okay, he's just said it's nowhere near the old town. So would that memory of seeing that be in an older part of town? Because I think, what he's saying is it isn't that one.
Oh, okay. Yes, it is.
Fantastic. Okay, because I think you're going to find, he says something newer, something brighter. It is similar. And it will bring back some of the memories of childhood. So what he's intimating really is that was certainly a place that you knew of and frequented. I'll be honest, I'm not sure whether you lived there a long time, but it'll revive those memories. He wants you to continue enjoying life. He says, don't stress, don't be stressful. I pick up from him this, there's anxiety that's been building up with you over the last few months. It's nothing to do with COVID. So he simply says, let go of those things that you can't change. So would that make sense as well?
Yes.
Fantastic. Oh, bless you. Take his great, great love and mine. He will continue to give you healing, and I shall say prayers for you.
All right. Thank you so much. That was out. Thank you.
Oh, bless you, Kimberly. You take care. Bye.
Thanks, Kimberly. God bless.
Thank you, David. God bless. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ann. Okay. Well, we've had a number of people that have called in. We're not going to be able to get to everybody, so please go to Leo's website for a reading. It's leo-bonomo.com, and you can find that spelled out on the page for today. And but hang in there. You never know. We might get to you. Area code 205, you're next. What is your first name, please?
Hi, David. This is Patricia. Thank you both for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. Well, here's Leo.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Patricia. How are you? Hi.
I'm well. How are you, Leo?
I'm very well. There is a huge similarity between yourself and a lady in spirit. She's shown me an image. The hair is blonde. It's parted on the right. There's a lot of it, so the hair's not thin. She says it's a bouffant style. I have no idea if you've seen pictures of me. No hair at all. I prefer to shave my head, but she says it's a bouffant style. A very elegant lady. She's actually showing me herself wearing what looks like a fur coat. It's very dark fur. It is black, and it really contrasts with the hair. There's a real style about her. She says you have the same inclinations. So she's talking about the way that you live, I think, and the way that you dress. You know, you're elegant as well. Would you recognize this lady at all?
It sounds like my grandmother.
Fantastic. I don't like to sort of fill in and that, but I did hear I'm her grandmother. As I said, do you recognize this lady? I'm just going to have a quick listen to what she's got to say. She says you're very quiet tonight, but you've usually got a lot of verve, a lot of life in you. I'm sure that you know this, but she says you bring a lot of light to the people that are around you. I can see from her smile that you have a beautiful smile, and she says that's often been remarked on with yourself. Would that make sense too?
Yeah.
She keeps mentioning a birthday. Now, she's actually said a birthday times two. I don't feel that you were born on exactly the same day, but I do feel it's a few days away from hers. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay. Okay. God, this lady can talk, bless her. I'm going to try and calm her down because she's going in all different directions. I know that she loved books. She's actually written the word research, so I feel it was not just stories. There was a good part of it was to learn and to research. She says again, you have that inclination to really get into a subject. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
She says that you have a great eye for detail. She says you pick up the most extraordinary things about people and situations. She's actually written the word author. I don't think that sort of come to your mind before, and I've asked her whether she'd written a book. She says no. No, she's correcting me there. I do apologise. I think she'd written something. I don't think she would have been famous. She's laughing, actually. She said it was a good effort, but no cigar, bless her. but if I said there's an inclination, she's got a lovely sense of humour. If I said that you have an inclination to write as well, would that make sense to you?
I do love writing. I've never thought about authoring anything, but yes, I write all the time and take notes all the time on everything.
Fantastic. Now, it's interesting that you've mentioned that, because she says that you begin to write and you do think very carefully and you get into your subject. She says, but there's a point when it flows. I think she's talking about either a very light trance or automatic writing with you, where the inspiration just comes, as some might say, out of thin air. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Sorry, she's shouting at me, collate, and I was trying to think what she meant. I think if you get some of those writings that you have, and either collate them, not necessarily in date order, but she said she's got a very cheeky laugh, and she says you'll find that there is a theme there, or there is certainly a rhythm and a pace and a pattern. I think you may find that you can put those together in a book. There certainly is a substantial amount of writing there, and there's, she says, she says you like puzzles. Would that make sense to you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Yeah, she says you like puzzles.
Puzzles. Or just the I think maybe not so much as puzzles, but I guess putting things together or working things out for myself and others. So, yeah, I guess the puzzle, just the mystery of fixing things.
Fantastic, because as I was trying to think of something else, she said to me the word I'm searching for is conundrum. So what she's meaning is I think you'll find that the conundrum and the puzzle will start to fit together for you. She says you have at least 3/4 of a book. She finds that really wonderful and amazing. And she says, you know, you think of a story, you think of a theme. It is not exactly what you feel it may be. I've got a feeling that it will turn out to be something very spiritual. And she says it'll revive that spiritual passion. She's actually said in midlife, that you had. So would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Have you got any questions you'd like to ask this lovely, lovely lady?
Yes, I would like to ask her about love. When do she see some gentleman special, of course, coming my way? That it will be long term.
Absolutely. Her immediate response to that is that you have given up so much for other people, and she says you have given parts of yourself away. I would turn that round in that you have shown love to people. You've helped them when they've needed help. And in that sense, you've put yourself second. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, truly, yes.
Okay, bless you. And she says, so now is the time for you to think about yourself. Several times during the conversation, she said, you are vivacious. And she wants you to understand that you worth loving. Sorry. To me, that intimates that you feel that you would be ultra lucky to find someone. And she says, that isn't true. They would be lucky to find you. So if I say that you, it's too strong to say that you feel you may be undeserving. That's too strong. It's much more subtle than that. But would you understand her saying that you are deserving of a good, strong relationship that will arrive for you?
Yes. Yes, I love her. I love her so much. Yes,
oh,
I love you,
Leo,
and I love David. I love you, yes.
Oh.
I'm glad I called in. It's so beautiful.
Oh,
I really enjoyed
she's
it.
She's very close meeting. To you. She says you don't have to try too hard because the time is approaching very soon when someone will be drawn to you and be highly thankful for it. That's them, not you. She just said to me, that doesn't sound quite right. It's they that will be thankful for meeting you. She can be quite pedantic, this lady, and she says that's something that you mirror as well. But she says, she showed me a lovely image of somebody sitting at a bus stop and just waiting. There's a real romantic streak with this lady and yourself. She says, you look at this image, and it's you, and she's as a much younger woman, and she said she's waiting for a bus, but she doesn't understand there's a horse and carriage that's coming along to pick her up. It's a wonderful image. And I think that is going to happen for you. She says he must be the epitome of kindness because that is what you deserve. And he is a gentleman in the real old-fashioned sense of the word. So this is someone that would really appreciate you because you deserve to be loved. She's echoing those thoughts for you as well, but she says that would echo his thoughts. I'm trying to find out where this will be, and like yourself, she's got a very playful nature. She said it won't be long, but we are looking at this year, and again she says, and thank God for that. I assume you've been with that relationship for some time. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it has been. I'm almost in tears. It's so beautiful. It's been about 3 years, a little over 3 years now. Yes.
Oh. Yeah. Well, it's 3 years far too long. Take her great love, honey, and mine. She's winking, but she says, we know someone's coming, don't we? So I think that you feel that the time is not too far as well. Would that make sense to you?
Yes. Yes.
Bless you. You take care, and God bless. Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. God bless. God bless you, David.
Patricia,
you,
both, you too, honey.
Continue to
thank
stay
you.
Safe. Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you both. Thank you.
Oh, you're a sweetheart.
Love you too.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Back at you. Okay, goodbye, Patricia, for now.
Goodbye. Bye.
All right. And on that note, I just wanted to mention that I do a radio show Sunday nights with Kat Edwards, who also is a clairvoyant, but that's not what that show is about. It's called The Healing Circle, and it's a talk show format, topical discussion of mostly spiritual topics or whatever topics callers would like to have addressed. And anybody that calls in is welcome to participate in the discussion. Would love to have any of the callers that are on the line tonight call in. It's the same call-in number, and it's Sunday nights at 8:30 Eastern U.S. time. And so I wanted to mention that. It's a relatively new show compared to Different Strokes, but we have been going for a while, and we would love to have your support and input. So please join Kat and myself Sunday nights at 8:30 p.m. And our next caller is area code 845, and you're live. What is your first name, please?
Hello, Lucy Lucero. How are you?
Hi, Lucy. Good. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
Good, good.
Hi, Lucy.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm trying to see. I've got two or three people kind of milling around for you. There seems to be two ladies and a gentleman. The ladies are not very tall. She said you wouldn't be surprised at that. So I think they're about 5'5", 5'6", something like that. The gentleman is at least a foot taller. It's like this trio, they're moving close and one of them steps a bit close and then they step back. They're kind of milling around. So I think they feel very much like very polite people. It's like they're excited to get to the mic, if that makes sense, but they don't want to intrude, so they're milling around. I'm going to try and get one of them to kind of be MC, as they've just said. So I think the gentleman's going to speak first. I'm just going to have a quick listen to him.
Okay.
Would you understand him saying that he wants you to enjoy more of life? I feel that there's a weight that's on your shoulders that he's describing, and he says you carry it about and you get some relief, and then the weight kind of creeps back on. Would that make sense to you?
Possibly. I know. It could be true.
Okay. Right, let me... I'm just going to make sure that you've got a connection. Would you recognize being close to or escaping from a house fire? I'm seeing a house fire. This is he says 2.5 stories, but I think there was a basement with this house. It's on its own, and I can see that a fire has raged through it. I'm not sure whether you're living across the road or you've just come to that point and it's there, or whether there was a direct connection with the house. But he's shown me a house fire. Would that make any sense to you? We want to go back sometime.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right. Okay. Would you understand this gentleman and the lady saying that there is a need for healing with you? Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. They all want you to look after yourself a bit more than you have. That isn't a criticism, but he says that you rush around and you don't give yourself a chance to relax. I get the feeling from what he's saying that you're one of these people that's eternally busy and on the go. And he says, it's okay to slow down a bit. It's okay to be good to yourself. Would that make sense to you?
Exactly, yes. And always doing something or two things at the same time. Certainly, yes.
Okay. I think it's your upbringing as much as anything else. I know part of it is your personality and lots of energy, you know, when you were younger. But I do get the feeling this is, upbringing. He says there's an old saying that the devil makes work for idle hands. He says you could never be accused of having idle hands. So there is a need for you to, he says, just take the pace down a little bit and look around you. He doesn't want you to miss anything of life. Where are we going? Would you understand him talking about you either becoming familiar with a new property or having moved? He's a little indistinct in what he's saying.
Becoming familiar?
So you've either... Okay, I may have explained it badly. And what he's showing me is that... how can I put this second? Right, so for example, if we use the example of a library, it's like you're going to a library and it's a new library and you're just becoming familiar with the building and the layout. I've got that kind of feeling of you becoming accustomed to a new building. Would that make sense to you?
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Becoming familiar with what is happening. Okay.
Within the building. Okay. Would you understand him saying that you were drawn to that place? So there's something about it that made you connect with it.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's a lot for you to gain from that connection with the building and that connection with the people. He says they are wonderfully friendly. He says they don't criticize at all. That intimates to me that there have been times and relationships in your life when you have been unfairly criticized. Would that make sense as well?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it feels as though you're going to find new friends there. Have you any questions you'd like to ask?
Okay, I would like to ask, is he a man or a woman? Is my mother or my brother? Because I had two brothers in spirit, and I had my mother, and she passed away at the beginning of this year.
Okay. This
and she always used to tell me I work too much. I don't feel that way, but then most of the people say exactly what you say, that I don't relax.
I feel that this is your brother. He said not exactly a six-pack, so I know that he carried a little bit of weight around the stomach, which he's showing me. He's just said that you are loved much more than you know. Have you another question he's asking?
Oh, yeah. I would like to know if he is okay the way that he passed away, because he was chat, and then for some, he was a businessman.
Oh.
And then he suffered a lot when he passed away. Then at this point, I would like to know if he's fine. He's okay with what happened, because we never could find who killed him. He was a very nice person.
Okay. He wants you to know that he's absolutely fine. He says whatever you can imagine heaven to be, and you could only imagine a fraction of it, he's in heaven. He says the past is the past. I don't know where he was killed. It was intentional, he said, but having said that, it was the wrong place and the wrong time. So would that make sense to you too?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he says, you know, we leave the body and we leave the life, and we are sometimes surprised at the rapidity of that, but we get used to very quickly that we are in a much happier place, and that there is a timing and a reason for everything. He says, I hold no grudges. Is that a black dog or a dark dog?
Yeah, he just barking something else. One second, please. So I'm gonna it's a doggy.
Yeah, is it a dark dog, dark brown or black?
Yes, it's a Is it terrier? Australian
yeah.
terrier? Mm-hmm. It's a
okay.
small dog.
He's just showing me a dark dog. So I think he's there in the room and the dog's obviously spotted him. So there's nothing to worry about. But as I heard it bark and you reacted, he said, it's me. It's a dark dog. Bless him. And take his great love, honey, and mine, and I shall say prayers for you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Bless you.
God
Thank
bless
you for
God
calling,
bless you.
Lucy.
Bye-bye. Thank
care.
You.
You're welcome.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Okay, we have time for one or two more. Area code 630, you are live. What's your first name, please?
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
My first name is Dion.
Hi, Dion.
Hi, Dion. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I have, I don't think she's related because she says the background is different, but I've got a lady here with blonde hair. She says, you're not exactly used to this kind of communication. Would that make sense to you?
Okay.
So I feel you haven't had many readings at all. Would that make sense? That's really what she was saying.
No, I have.
Okay. All right. Let me just see. Why I've got that wrong. I don't feel you should be nervous, but I feel there is a slight nervousness there. Would that make sense to you? Because there's something I'm picking up through this lady, and I've got to be honest, I'm not quite sure where I am with this.
Yeah, I have a lot of nervous energy.
Right, okay, that makes sense to me. Okay, she says you have been thinking about a lot of moving forward and hoping for success, and she says you worked hard towards it. You tend to feel in life that what you get is more luck than judgment. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, and she says she would like to reverse that for you because she says you are capable of great judgment, but you trust to luck too much. Have you heard of something called manifestation?
Yeah, I practice the law of attraction.
Fantastic, because she says what you're doing is you're asking for things. And you're trusting to luck rather than saying, it's going to happen, I can just let it go. So would that resonate with you?
Yeah. Basically, I need
okay.
to lower my resistance.
Yeah. Yeah. This is, and she says, you know, it's a catch-22 situation. She says the nervousness kind of preempts it, but then the nerves also the nerves preempt it, but also the nerves are of excitement as well as anything. And what she's showing me is that when you try and manifest something, you get three quarters of the way there and it just fades away. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. So she says it's the nerves that kind of inhibit it a little. And then she says as the excitement builds that you're getting there, you're getting there, you're getting there, she says that kind of, it just makes it tail off. She wants you to relax more. She says you are deserving of a lot more than you get. And if you just relax and fully trust that things will happen to you, good things, but that your life is about to change. She's taken me back the last 4 or 5 years. And the feeling there is that life's going to change any minute. It's going to change. It's going to change. And again, we've got that tail off. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. So she says, "Try. It's, I know it's hard. Try not to get excited. Accept that it is meant for you, and that whatever you do, going to happen." Where have we gone? I don't want to get you too excited, but she's taken me around 6 months forward, and she says, if you follow these plans, you will find that what you desire most is going to happen for you. She's just said, let's not wait another year. So I know that this has been something that's ongoing. Have you any questions?
Yeah, can you confirm that would be about me moving into like a home, like a permanent residence, or at least a home that I can purchase on my own?
I've got a definite for that. I don't know where this place is. She's telling me to say this word for word. She says, really, you know, you don't give a damn where it is. But as long as you get the home, she says you will need a job to go along with that. I don't think that you're very happy in any job you have. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
And she says you need to find, second, you need to understand that happiness work-wise is there for you. And to, again, just let that go. She says, in being able to relax, you will find that those things that you have tried so hard for in the last 5 to 6 years can and will be accomplished this year. She understands that's an incredible thing to say because you've gone through this process of nearly getting there for so long. But she says, relax, enjoy it. It is something you are due in the nerves and also the excitement that you carry with this. She said, it's a lovely old word. She said, you're spoiling your own spoke. In other words, you're putting, you know, a piece of wood through a bicycle wheel and kind of jamming it. So understand that it will happen for you. She says, when you get these things, what will you do? You will relax and enjoy them. And she says the way to bring them forward is to relax and know for sure they're on their way. And she's given you a big rose. This rose looks more purple than anything, but there are lovely black edges to the leaves. I'm not much of a gardener. Don't know if such a rose exists here, but would you understand that roses are a favorite of yours?
Yeah, especially purple ones.
Fantastic. So she's given that to you, not just as another confirmation that she's here, but she says, you know, she's just said, look, here's one, grow your own. So I know that when you get your place, you'll be able to have a wonderful garden. Take her great love, honey.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Dion.
Bless you.
God bless, Dion.
Yeah.
We have time for one more short reading. Area code 210, you're live. What is your first name?
Yay, this is Pearl from Texas.
Pearl, hey there. How are you, honey?
I'm doing good.
Good. Glad we got you.
Thank you.
Hi,
hello,
Pearl.
Leo.
Hi, I love your energy. It's almost like someone's just flung open a door and bounded in the room. I know from your personality, you know, some people just walk in and everybody knows who they are. They've got a presence. That's really what I feel with you. There's a lady here I can't quite see. She says, don't tell her that, you're an encourager. But she says it's something that happens to you a lot, that you know, when you walk into a room, people turn. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
She says, continue to use that. She says, because you have a wonderful energy. She says, people looking at you sometimes make you slightly nervous. And she says, I don't see why. They're admiring the beauty of your energy. I've got an image of you walking into the room and your aura is really bright. Would you be surprised if I said that you are a highly spiritual being?
I want to be.
That is the perfect answer. Bless you. Because I feel that you are much more spiritual. I love the fact that you don't have ego. But she says, you know, it is not just your presence. It's your energy that people are in awe of. And she says, this is why they turn. This is why they look. She said, There is very little that's negative about that. So to me, that intimates that sometimes when you walk into a room and people turn, that you have a slight feeling it could be negative, or some of them could be negative. Would that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
Now, she's just said something really charming. She's just said... I'm not sure how to take the first part. She said, if you were my little girl, so I'm not sure how that fits in. She said, I would tell you to sit up straight and slap your legs if you didn't pay attention. This feels very much grandmotherly, the way that she's speaking to you. So really what she's saying is, don't be silly. There is nothing negative there. Sometimes people just don't know what to say. So, again, it intimates to me that sometimes when you walk into a room and then you start chatting to people, they don't quite know what to say. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
She's just said it happens a lot, yeah. Again, it's them sensing your energy. She said it's not that they're negative. It's not that they're thinking, well, who is this person? She says they can feel the energy. They don't quite know what to do. She says, if we could call that kind of energy a handicap in any way, shape or form, she says you have been handicapped for a long time. So this is something that's happened over decades. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
And she says, be proud. Appreciate who you are, relax into yourself, and she said the world will change for you. I don't see that there's a lot of negative around you, but have you got a quick question?
I think you're kind of telling me this on the hills of me kind of feeling like I just bombed a meeting I had to give a report to about 2 hours ago. So it's wonderful that you're telling me this. My question for you would be, I'm working on a business transaction, and I'm concerned that it may not go through as planned. How do you see that?
She just said success. She said, you know, sometimes if you want to get a cork out, you have to use a twisty corkscrew. But it comes out. So I feel even though it might be a little bit kinked, it will work out well for you. She's just given me a thumbs up with that. We have to go. Take her great love
thank
of
you.
Mine, and I'll say prayers for you. Bye.
Thank you. You're a gift. You're my gift
calling.
Today. Thank you. He's a gift today. Thank you.
Yes, he is
bless
a gift
you.
Every day. Thank you. All right. Well, thank you to everybody who tuned in today and called. I'm sorry we weren't able to get to all of you. But Leo, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I'm looking forward to having you back in July to talk about your new book.
It'll be my privilege.
So at this point, let's take a moment to reflect upon the notion that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Good night and God bless.
Bless you. Thank you.